A Little Insight with Sam Little. Life as a visually impaired young person.
So I have two sisters and one of them has just turned 18. So as part of her birthday celebrations this year, the three of us decided to go to Croatia. It's a place I've never thought about going to, but it's cheap, it's beautiful, and more importantly, it got hot, sunny weather. However, once I arrived, I think I probably picked a place that has the most steps in the world. Leading up to the cottage that we were staying at had 88 steps, a flight of 88 steps. And all along the side of the steps were covered in orange and lemon trees. So every now and again, I would feel like I was playing crazy golf with my stick and an orange that had fallen onto the floor. Down to the beach, there was another flight of 111 steps. And that was just where we were. We were staying in a place called Lapad outside of Dubrovnik, which is on the east coast of Croatia, not that far away from Italy. That gives you a picture of where it is in the world. Absolutely beautiful. It's Dubrovnik, particularly the old town, is a UNESCO heritage site. So the architecture is absolutely stunning. It's all white stone, red terracotta roofs. And one of the first things we decided to do was the walled walking tour. So there's this really, really high wall that has been built around the centre of the old town, and you can walk all along it. Again, more steps, didn't think this through. However, it was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. I was quite lucky that my sister Sophie is very good at guiding. So what we did was we went really, really early in the morning, so there wasn't too many people, and we just took our time. And actually it worked out quite well, because there's always walls and railings on either side. There wasn't really anywhere that I could go or anywhere that I could veer off to. We just got a lot of strange looks, people thinking, is she mad? Why on earth is she putting herself through this? It was such a fabulous way to see the city, because I see so much better from a distance. Being able to look across Dubrovnik and across the Adriatic coast and out to the marina and to see all the different islands is something that I wouldn't have been able to do walking through the city. Everything's so up close and it's all really steep and thin alleyways. It's quite hard to get your bearings and a grasp of what everything looks like. So whilst it had its difficulties from a mobility point of view, in terms of seeing the city as a whole, it was the perfect way for me to do it. My younger sister, Charlotte, also has Usher syndrome, but hers hasn't quite advanced as far as mine yet, as she's a lot younger. So what she did was she walked behind us and used us as a guide, because there was not enough room for all three of us to walk together. I also don't think people in Croatia are used to visually impaired people strolling around with canes, as I felt a bit like I was being hounded by the paparazzi, like I was a celebrity, because everybody was there at me. That sort of somebody keeps walking and their head follows you as they keep walking around. So that was quite interesting. There wasn't any sort of disability concessions or discounts for those who were disabled. The only time that I did get a discount was we were getting a ferry to an island just off the coast. And my sister, as she did periodically, dumped me and Charlotte to the side and said, right, I'm going for a recce. I'm going to get the ticket. I'll come back and get you. So she'd gone to get the tickets for the ferry and then we followed her over to the boat. The guy who was selling the tickets sort of shouted over and said, lady, 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 and grabbed the ticket back and refunded my sister the money. He said, you don't need the ticket, which I thought was absolutely lovely and allowed us to get a cocktail on the island, because he obviously felt that I shouldn't have to pay. When we got on the island and discovered how rocky and steep the paths were, he was probably more thinking, she's crazy. I cannot charge her for something that's going to be impossible for her. But we defied gravity and defied expectations and managed to get around the island and find a beautiful spot to swim in. The public transport is actually amazing in Croatia. It arrives on time, it's clean, it's modern, there's plenty of spaces for those who have different type of disabilities. I still had to pay the full fare, and most of the time people didn't offer me the seat or sat in the disabled section, but there was people from so many different cultures speaking so many different languages. Sometimes it just wasn't worth the hassle. It was fine, I was on holiday, it was in a beautiful place, and I was with my two sisters, who I feel really comfortable around, so that was completely fine. Would I recommend Croatia as a place to go for somebody who's visually impaired? Dubrovnik, yes. definitely go. If you are with somebody you trust and who's used to guiding you and you're confident in using your cane or your guide dog or whatever form of assistant you use, go for it. It will be hard at times. You might have to go the long way around, but it's such a beautiful place. It's so warm. There's always live music playing, like soft guitar in the square, or there was lots of jazz buskers, and it's just so beautiful. And all the smells of the Italian-influenced food, it's definitely worth it.
A Little Insight with Sam Little. Life as a visually impaired young person.